Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 13th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Sony's PlayStation Portal launches on Wednesday, November 15th for $200. It streams games using Wi-Fi off of your home PlayStation 5, but doesn't do any cloud streaming and can't run anything locally. The Verge's Antonio Di Benedetto likens it to an 8-inch LCD between two halves of a standard DualSense controller, and says it also seems like a device for PlayStation diehards who just want a dedicated tool to stream around their homes. Reminder that the Portal has a 1080p screen, a maximum refresh of 60 hertz, Wi-Fi 5 support, and a non-removable battery that charges through USB-C. It also has stereo speakers, a 3.5mm headphone jack, and a connection to Sony's new PlayStation Link-enabled headphones for lossless audio. It's heavier than the Nintendo Switch OLED, but lighter than the Steam Deck. In his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says iPhone users in the EU will be allowed to sideload apps hosted outside of Apple's official App Store to comply with European regulators starting next year. This would mean developers don't need to pay Apple's much-lamented 15 to 30% App Store fees. Gurman claims that Apple will introduce a highly controlled system, which reportedly includes altering the Messages app and payment apps as part of the changes. This timeline contradicts a recent 925 Mac report that sideloading might arrive with iOS 17.2, which is expected before the end of the year. Privacy-focused app Signal launched a public test Friday to let users sign up without a phone number through a new beta build available in its community forums. Signal VP of Engineering Jim O'Leary says, "After rounds of internal testing, we've hit the point where we think the community that powers these forums can help us test even further before public launch." On November 9th, Chinese chipmaker Yangtze Memory Technologies Co., or YMTC, filed a patent lawsuit in a U.S. district court against rival Micron Technology and its Micron Consumer Products Group. YMTC claims that while Micron was protecting its own market share, it wasn't paying its fair share to use the 8 patents in question. Micron makes DRAM chips and NAND flash memory chips. They compete with similar offerings from Samsung, SK Hynix, and Toshiba unit Kioxia. YMTC was barred by the U.S. from buying certain American components last year. Back in May of this year, China said Micron products failed a network security review on their side and barred their purchase towards key infrastructure. Google acquired Fitbit back in 2021 and has since pulled Fitbit products from nearly 30 countries, leaving the fitness trackers still available in 23 countries. In a statement to Android Authority, Google says it wants to align Fitbit hardware more closely to match availability for the Pixel line, and stressed that the changes don't impact support or warranties for Fitbit devices that people in the pulled regions already own. Activision Blizzard has made some changes to its Overwatch League. The company confirmed that the league, which was first announced back in 2016, is being sunsetted. The Overwatch League was based on home and away matches, eventually culminating in a playoff series and world championship. NVIDIA announced plans to offer the H200 GPU, an updated version of the standalone H100 accelerator with HBM3E memory. This is designed as a mid-gen upgrade, making use of the HBM3E memory that companies like Micron, there's Micron again, are rolling out, and especially helpful in the generative AI space. HBM3E memory starts shipping next year. Nepal's Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, announced a TikTok ban on Monday, citing cracks in social harmony and goodwill by misuse on the app. According to media reports within the country, more than 1,600 TikTok-related cybercrime cases have been registered over the last 4 years. Nepal's Telecom Authority Chair Purushottam Kanal said that ISPs have been asked to block access to TikTok as a result, and some already have. Omegle, an anonymous video chat service that randomly connected users with strangers, is shutting down after 14 years. Founder Leif K. Brooks said that operating the app is no longer sustainable financially or psychologically, and that fighting to prevent it from being misused is simply too much. Omegle's shutdown comes at a time when strict legislation to prevent child sexual exploitation is being introduced and pushed by lawmakers. Finally, Disney CEO Bob Iger announced on Friday the company will launch a beta test of a new app next month, which combines Disney Plus and Hulu into a single experience for subscribers of both services. Disney is still in the midst of closing its deal with Comcast to buy out NBC Universal's 33% stake in Hulu. In a filing last week, the company said it would pay at least $8.61 billion to Comcast to secure that Hulu stake. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.